Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Josh from Silverdale is. Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, sir. Now, Steve, you must get out of here.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What sport did Mickey Mantle play?
Baseball.
Correct. Where is Funko headquartered in Washington State?
Bellevue.
No.
Seattle.
No.
Kirkland.
No. Jaundice causes one's skin and sometimes the whites of the eyes to turn what color?
Yellow.
Yes. How many shared last names have there been for U.S. presidents?
3.
No.
1.
No.
4.
No. What state is directly below Georgia?
Arkansas?
No.
Pass.
In the movie Stand By Me, what cartoon character does Vern think can beat up Superman?
Pass.
What flavor of soda did Roy Allen and Frank Wright debut in 1919?
Dr. Pepper?
No.
Pass.
What was the name of the boxing match between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier in the Philippines?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
How many sides does a rhombus have?
4.
Yes. And you got 3 correct there, Josh.
Dang it.
Hey, you never know. Steve has his good days, bad days. Steve, welcome back to the studio.
Yes.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What sport did Mickey Mantle play?
Baseball.
Correct. Where is Funko headquartered in Washington State?
In Everett.
It is. Jaundice causes one's skin and sometimes the whites of the eyes to turn what color?
Yellow.
Yes. How many shared last names have there been for U.S. presidents?
Adams. I think that Roosevelt. 3?
No.
2?
No.
5?
Yes. What state is directly below Georgia?
Georgia City. I don't know. Iowa.
No.
Mississippi.
No. In the movie Stand By Me, what cartoon character...
Was it Florida?
It is.
Damn it.
In the movie Stand By Me, what cartoon character does Vern think can beat up Superman?
Captain Underpants?
Nope.
Hong Kong Fooey?
No.
I don't know. Snoopy?
No. What flavor of soda did Roy Allen and Frank Wright debut in 1919?
A&W root beer.
Yes. What was the name of the boxing match between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier in the Philippines?
The Thriller in Manila.
Sure was. How many sides does a rhombus have?
5.
No.
6.
No.
7.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Oh.
6-3. Sorry about that, Josh. Next time.
Next time.
That's right. Positive attitude.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
In the movie Stand By Me, it was Mighty Mouse that Vern thought could beat up Superman.
That makes sense. I was trying to think of any superhero cartoon character. Mm. Mighty Mouse should have been the first guess.
Josh did know that a rhombus has 4 sides.
4.
And Steve, I'm very excited that you did pretty good today. 6-3. That's
Thank
all
you.
Right.
I'm glad that you're excited. I'm 6 wins away from 200.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Where is the year gone,
it
guys?
It is flying by rocket speeds.
I mean, next thing you know, it'll be July.
By July, I want to see an absolute sea of I Beat Migs t-shirts next time we go out and about and do something fun.
Okay, sounds good.
If people want to get one to add to their wardrobe, you can get your very own I Beat Migs shirt at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we were talking about my fear of snakes. I hate them, yes. And Farah from the Woodland Park Zoo has so kindly offered to bring us some snakes.
They're in the other room.
For us to meet.
Yes.
Trying to cure me of my fear.
They have coolers, and I believe snakes are in them, not beer.
Alyssa and Kat are also here. I'm trying not to cry right now. We're going to chat with them next. We learn a lot of fun factoids about each other on this show, and one thing that keeps coming up is my fear of snakes.
Yes.
My son's really into them right now. He fell in love with the ones he saw at the Woodland Park Zoo recently, and then our friend Farah reached out and said, you know, we could get some folks from the zoo into the studio to talk about snakes.
And I don't think we've jumped quicker at an opportunity to bring some snakes here in studio for you, Taryn Daly, because you are terrified of snakes, and we are here as your friends to help you lose that fear.
We're going
to
conquer my fear with the help of our friends Kat and Alyssa from the Woodland Park Zoo. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming on in. Is this the first time you've had to do like a house call with snakes?
Okay. No. Actually, it's not. This is what we live for. We want to help you face your fears and educate and get you excited about all of the creepy, crawly, slithery things.
Out of curiosity, how many snakes are at the Woodland Park Zoo at any given time?
Oh, so many. Just on our team alone, we've got about a dozen. And our job is to be the ambassadors for their wild counterparts. So Alyssa and I, we get to travel, we get to meet our community, and really engage our guests with all of our snakes.
What would you say then is like the biggest misconception when it comes to snakes?
I definitely think the biggest misconception is they're always there to bite you. Like, you know, people think of those snakes.
You are freaking Taryn out.
They think that those snakes are just after you, but they are not after you. Snakes only tend to bite when they are frightened or when they're hungry. And I would say that we do an excellent job of keeping our snakes well fed.
Nice.
And we are a part of the ambassador animal team. So these are the snakes that feel most comfortable coming out of their house and meeting new people.
I also heard that snakes aren't fans, though, of graduates of Washington State University. So, no.
I hope they love
We don't choose sides.
Have to remain impartial.
They have to love cougs. They have to.
Oh, the snake. Oh boy.
It's out. The snake is out.
What kind of snake do we have here?
Here we have a corn snake. His name is Salem, and he is about 12 years old. So he's kind of a middle-aged man, which means he's definitely a lot more relaxed than some of our younger snakes.
That's what I'm talking about. I like my snakes relaxed.
It's a grandpa snake. You know, truth be told, snakes kind of freak me out as well.
Wow, he's really moving.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so they love to get a sense of their environment just like we do. This is a completely new space for him, so he's moving around to check out his environment and sticking his tongue out to get a smell of what's going on around him.
So this is not like a poisonous snake, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Now, do you know the difference between poisonous and venomous?
No, I do not.
Oh, great. Well, poisonous means that if you eat it, it makes you feel sick, whereas venomous means that if it bites you, it injects a toxin into you to make you feel sick.
Oh, my gosh.
So snakes tend to be venomous, but not all snakes. And this kind of snake, the corn snake, is definitely not venomous.
Okay.
Have you heard the rhyme about venomous snakes?
Is it about the colors touching?
Yes.
Okay, refresh my memory.
Absolutely. When red touches yellow, you're a dead fellow. When red touches black, you're okay, Jack.
Oh, I'm going to remember that.
And yes. You're Jack today.
Wait, what are we? Can we? Wait, are we going to die if we touch this snake?
Absolutely not. Okay. It is very
absolutely. I'm starting to get scared.
Well, he only has orange and yellow on him, so we're completely safe.
Okay.
He is really okay, pretty. Oh, my God. Steve is touching
absolutely.
The snake.
I'm a little nervous. I ain't going to lie.
So we like when you go with the scales. That makes him feel most comfortable.
Oh, it's like I'm petting the snake.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, they really are kind of like.
Would you like to touch my finger that touched
no.
the snake?
No. Oh my! So they're not slimy, or is it? It's not slimy.
That's
okay.
A really common misconception about snakes too. Their scales actually help to repel the water.
Yeah, it's not slimy, but it's very smooth. Mm-hmm. What's typically in their diet?
He loves adult mice.
Oh,
that's his
just
favorite.
Like you, Taryn.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if you had adult mice for breakfast, you might want to be a little worried. Oh, no, just kidding.
Look, he's licking your phone, Steve. Smelling. Wait, smelling.
Exactly.
Because I learned this. They smell with their tongue.
Mm-hmm. So are snakes more iPhone or Android users, would you say?
I don't. Just like the college, I don't think they care.
Look at his little tongue. He's like,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You went, no?
I don't think I'm ready.
You're not ready yet?
I don't think I'm ready yet. Oh, my God. He's so close to me.
That's okay. We're just going to hang here. He's super comfortable in my hands. He's just smelling. That tongue is pretty amazing. Their tongue is forked. And when they are sticking their tongue out, they're just gathering particles in the air. And it's letting their brain know what they're smelling, where they need to go directionally.
Oh, it's on your table now.
It's on my table.
Yeah, we can just put it on the table.
Oh, my God. So how are you feeling there, T-Dog?
I'm feeling very nervous. I think I've just blacked out a little bit.
Okay, so I know you don't want to do it. What if we put you to, like, a challenge?
Okay.
And if you succeed, you don't have to touch the snake.
Deal.
But if you fail the challenge, then you do have to touch the snake.
Failure is not an option.
So what I'm thinking, I'll get with our friends here over at the Woodland Park Zoo. We'll come up with some snake trivia. I won't make it too hard. You know, we'll even do true or false because I know you're not like a snake aficionado.
Not at all.
But if you score higher than 69%.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, God. Jeez.
You're in the clear. But no snakes. You don't have to touch them. But if you score under 69%, it's still nice. And what do you think? Like, if let's just say you fail. You have to hold the snake and do Beat Migs while holding the snake.
And host Beat Migs while holding the
yes.
snake.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Would you guys be able to come back in on Friday if she fails the challenge and then bring the snakes again and have her hold the snake if she ends up failing?
I will personally bring a snake for you to hold for the entire show.
Awesome. Kat, Alyssa, I look forward to seeing you on Friday because we're going to make sure
we
she
will
fails.
See you on Friday.
Let's go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Woo. Do you think you could name a song after her only hearing 1 second of the chorus, Steve?
You got this. You want to hold the snake for this, too?
Ooh, no, thank you. If you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus, we'll hook you up with Layne Staley tribute concert
Are you
tickets.
Sweating right now?
Yes. It features Jarflies. It's happening at the Neptune Theater. The date is August 23rd. And if you would like to play the game Hook or Shook, call now, 206-803-ROCK. And we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week we have the hookup on tickets for the Layne Staley tribute, which features Jar of Flies, absolutely incredible local Alice in Chains tribute band.
Yep.
Plus, they're going to have a bunch of special guests to perform the music as well, and it's happening on Saturday, August 23rd at the Neptune Theater. Our contestant is Josh from Tacoma. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're going to be teamed up with me or Mr. Miggs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Currently, it's on T-Dog, but now it's on me. Will it stay on me? Yes, indeed. It's been a minute. So you and me, Josh, let's win these tickets.
Right on.
All right, Josh, here is your clip.
Alice and James, Down in a Hole.
Such a dark song, but so freaking good.
It's beautiful.
I feel like at that moment, everybody in the crowd's like got the arms in the hand. Like,
oh, yeah.
Arms raised in a V to paraphrase Pearl Jam.
Oh, boy.
That's a moment.
All right, Josh did his part, Steve.
Yes,
now
he
you've got to bring it home. Here is your clip.
I don't want I know the answer. This is the moment where I started questioning if I'm a fan of this band.
Best band in the world.
Dude, I'm with you. I love this freaking band, but when they released this, I remember even as a kid, like Headbangers Ball, being so damn disappointed that Motley Crue decided to cover that song and it's Smoking in the Boys Room.
What, did you think they like sold out or something? What was the reason? It was too poppy?
Yes, I thought it was too cheesy. You know, I mean, this was on Theater of Pain, which was, I think, the follow-up to Shout at the Devil. So, like, you know, you got Shout at the Devil, Looks to Kill, all these great bangers of Motley Crue metal songs, and then they do that, and I'm like, this is cheesy.
Oh, they did you dirty.
Dude, we were like 11.
We were.
And he's still not over it.
I don't know why, but that was like that song made me question if I should be a fan of the band. I mean, I stayed as a fan, and they didn't disappoint me when they put out some other records. But that Theater of Pain is like my least favorite Motley Crue record.
Well, that song helped win Josh these tickets for the Layne Staley tribute, and that is all that matters. Congratulations, Josh. Have fun at the show, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? Please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. It is that fabulous time of the morning where we catch up on some text messages and phone calls from our dear Rockaholics that we have not had a chance to chat with them about. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give a call if you'd like to chime in on something from today.
With our dear Rockaholics.
Or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, Migs, we have someone on hold that wants to do some tamale talk with you.
Oh, let's go.
We're going to get to that in just a moment, but we're going to circle back to a conversation we were having yesterday about crazy or strange things that you woke up to.
Yes.
And Lois has a story about this. Lois, what happened?
1997, we were at Seafair, 12:30 at night. We were sleeping in our double sleeping bag in a 21-foot Rhino with a flybridge.
I'm assuming
that's a boat. Found out later that, well, we heard something that sounded like a plane getting closer and closer. And all of a sudden we heard a crack like somebody took a 2x4 and smacked a tree. Found out that they had a 24-foot Maxim that ran on top of our boat. And
whoa,
we had to sink enough to float them off before we could get out of our boat.
Oh,
okay, all of that sounds terrifying. Now, were they awake also, or did their boat just like kind of float?
Oh,
were they partying?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All day long, Seafair, they had been drinking, came through the Mott Lake Cut, full speed in the middle of the night, no lights, no sonar, no radar, not a damn thing running.
Well, you don't sound mad about it at all. I'm kidding. I would be so pissed about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of damage did that do to your boat then? Like, that was it just like...
totaled everything. Oh. My stepson, now my stepson, had saw it coming, had enough sense to dive to the floor of our boat, got pinned between the two hulls.
Oh, my gosh.
Broke his pelvis in two places, had a goose egg on his head. We couldn't find him in the water until we found the body temperature difference. And his dad grabbed him and threw him up onto their swim deck.
Yeah, for real, though. Lo, it's good thing you guys sound like, it sounds like you know what you were doing in that situation. Like, God forbid you were just there casually as like, you know, our buddy had a boat, we borrowed it. Like, the things you're saying make it sound like you just at least were not prepared for this, but in a way you were prepared for
Sprung into action.
Yeah.
Well, you have to. I mean, we didn't have a life vest on because we were sleeping. So our only recourse was to get on the boat that caused the accident.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
So Lois, fast forward to 2025. Do you go to Seafair anymore?
No, never been there since then. The only boat I have been on in the Sound in just under 25, 30 years has been the ferry.
Wow.
Do you, now when you go to bed at night, do you wear a life vest?
I don't go out on the boat on the water.
Oh, I would do it even just in my house as well after that story. That's insane.
Thanks for sharing, Lois.
I'm glad everyone's okay.
Bananas. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Hugo, you're in Everett and you're a tamales connoisseur?
Yes, yes. So growing up, my parents made and sold tamales. So every day was making tamales and then seeing my dad go sell them at the grocery store.
No way.
And Rockas is actually sliced jalapenos. And the way we would sell them was Rajas con queso, which is Monterey Jack cheese with sliced jalapenos in it.
Hugo, do you deliver to Seattle by any chance?
I've been thinking about making them again, but their place that does have really good tamales is the Hidden Gems Market in Marysville.
I
go there every Sunday for breakfast, and dude, delicious.
Have you ever had a tamale with cream cheese in it?
No, but it could work.
Dude, one of our listeners of the show, a buddy of mine, Augustine, his grandma, I believe it is, grandma's mom makes tamales. And she would make, I remember back in the day, she would make us tamales and she would put like a sliver of cream cheese in with like the pork or the chicken or whatever, or the jalapeno. And the cream cheese would be in the jalapeno. It was like a jalapeno popper tamale.
Oh.
It was one of the greatest tamales I've ever had.
Most jalapeno tamales will have cheese in it, either, you know, cream cheese or Monterey Jack, depending on the part of Mexico they're from or part of Latin America where they make it from.
Would you agree that the tamale is the Cadillac of all Mexican food? It's the best.
Well, I paid the bills growing up, so I'd say so.
Yes.
Thanks, Hugo. Rock on. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and we were talking about what our dogs ate. My dog chewed up my passport yesterday. Yours ate the vacuum.
It ate the vacuum cleaner.
It was an expensive day to be us yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday
puppies.
Stunk.
Old man Kenny is in Gig Harbor. Tell us about the stuff that your pets would eat.
Good morning, guys.
What's up,
well,
man?
Back when I was a kid, we had a German Shepherd. He'd eat grapes, but it only would he eat the green grapes. He'd spit out the purple ones.
Now, aren't they poisonous to dogs?
He loved them. He lived to be 12 years old, I'd want to say.
Well, I mean, I guess that answers that question. Did he eat chocolate chip cookies, too, while he was at it?
More recently, though, here's the interesting one, is I had a cat. He just passed 3 years ago. For 17 years, I had him, Mr. Jinx. He used to eat bananas.
Ew.
He would eat bananas. I would open the banana. He could be asleep or in the other room. He'd come running and eat about a quarter of it, maybe. You know how people have fruit bowls on their counters?
Yeah.
We couldn't put bananas there. I put them on top of the fridge, and one morning I wake up to go to work, and he had pulled the whole rack down and was chewing on the husk of the banana. But, yeah, Mr. Jinx, he ate bananas, man. Is
Mr.
that bananas
Jinx.
Or what?
R.I.P.,
dude,
Mr. Jinx.
Dude, Lulu, before she passed, she loved bananas.
Really?
She would freak out when my wife would, like, she would, like, know the sound of a banana being unpeeled, and she'd come running into the kitchen. And, like, when she had teeth, she also liked apples and cucumbers. Like, this was the strangest dog. Like, she liked things that you don't expect dogs to like.
See, I'm exactly the opposite of that. If I hear someone opening a banana, I run in the other room.
Screaming and crying.
Get me out of this hell.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can join us at the Mariners game a week from today, Wednesday, June 18th, taking on the Red Sox that day.
They're going to win.
At T-Mobile Park. We're going to be there with discounted tickets, by the way, that you can score at KISW.com. Plus $2 of every ticket sold is going to benefit our Bike MS team through the National MS Society. We'll see you at the ballpark. Yesterday, I had a proud mom moment that I wish I could have captured on film somehow. I wish I'd been taking video.
Why?
My son and I pranked my dad. We pranked grandpa.
Showtime.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome.
So as I'm making dinner last night and the evening is winding down, I get a call from my dad that says he needs us to help him out. And he's been helping us out with the dog and things like that lately. So we owe him a favor. My dad left his car at a park and ride to go on a golf trip with his buddies. And that park and ride had like a very strict no overnight parking. Don't park for more than 24 hours.
And this rule. Is an overnight event?
Now, he's already been gone. So we're more than 24 hours at this park and ride.
Now, do you think he did this on purpose, knowing full well, like, okay, I'm going to go park here, and then I'll just act like as if I didn't realize it was a no overnight thing, and maybe, you know, my daughter and my son-in-law can take care of
yes,
it.
Yes, I know for a fact that he knew he was going to make this call. If the call had come like 4 hours earlier, I would have not been so pressed for time. But we were pressed for time. So I'm like, let's get in the car. Let's go up there. Let's find this car.
I love your dad. Oh, he's so great because he's working moves.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
So we get there and we can see that the car is there. But I'm like, let's call him and prank him and tell him that the car is gone. And so Barrett is just immediately lit up like a Christmas tree. He cannot wait.
Showtime.
To prank Papa. So I'm calling him and I'm just playing dumb. Like, is it right next to the equipment rental place? Yeah, there's a gas station right here. I don't know if this. I don't think we're in the right spot because your car's not here.
So how good is Barrett at being a pranker? Like, was he making? Because I've tried to do that with Tatum, and she blows the cover within seconds. She'll even admit that we're effing with my wife, and I'm like, you are not good at this.
Oh no, he kept it quiet. He was so cool. He was just ready to squeal at any point.
Yeah.
So then I told him like, you go ahead, tell him it was a joke. And Barrett says, just kidding, Papa, and told him that it was a joke. And my dad was so relieved. He thought for sure we were going to have to call the tow yard and get it out of impound for $400 or whatever it costs to do that.
So which new curse word did Barrett learn from Grandpa?
Only the best ones.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love for you to take the day off from work with us a Please. Week from today. We're going to be at the Mariners game, so you should just play hooky and come hang out with us. Taking on the Red Sox that day, and we do have discount tickets available at KISW.com.
And we'll be hanging out in the pen before the game, so just come meet up with us. And we also have a couple of sections, discounted tickets, so you can save a few dollars, and also it goes to a great cause.
Steve Miggs, I'm even planning to bring a few Beat Migs quizzes to see if anybody wants to play Beat Migs live from the Mariners game.
Showtime!
You can get your tickets and all the info over at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Good morning, Ryan Castle. Oh, would you like us to contact your boss to see if you can take the day off a week from today and join us at the Mariners game?
Oh, no, I just do things.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's fine. I found it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. And also, if you ask for forgiveness, there's no chance they can tell you no ahead of time.
Fair.
I thought it would be cool. This is a bonding experience with the morning show. It's very important.
Right, this is very important.
Yeah, just so long as there's no snakes there.
No, God, no. I'm so over this.
Also, if Taryn fails the snake trivia, are you not going to be here on Friday?
I will be missing that day.
Yes. Fortunately,
I have a studio at home that works just fine.
Oh, God.
We got to make sure the snakes are gone before D-Ted Smith gets in today, because apparently he might be even more scared of snakes than the rest of us.
I think you're right.
It's just, it's not afraid. It's just creepy crawly.
Yeah, I get the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Well, hopefully the Mariners don't play like they did yesterday when we go to the game, because they got crushed yesterday, like 10-3. They're back at it again this afternoon at 12:40, so hopefully things are better. Tonight is game 3 of the NBA Finals, so go Pacers. Tomorrow is game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and I love this video of this kid that's going viral, a 9-year-old Florida Panthers fan. She was being interviewed about what her favorite part is about hockey, and her answer, the fights.
The fighting. It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
And then she punched her brother right in the face.
Learning from the best.
Kid after my own heart.
You right? Guys, tomorrow is a big day. Dick's Drive-In is opening its 10th location.
It's tomorrow?
In Everett. 10:30 a.m.
Are we going?
I want to be there. 1629 Center Road is the location, and just having one just a little bit closer to my hometown of Stanwood is very exciting. But they're doing a four-day celebration.
I wish I could tell you that I've seen someone get that excited about dicks before, but I haven't.
I mean, this is basically how she was over at WSU back in the day.
They're doing live music.
Wait,
the
Kamiak
School Band is going to be playing.
Are they calling it the Dicks Fest?
Maybe. They're having classic cars, face painting, even on...
Face painting?
Get this, on Father's Day, Steve, they are giving away Father's Day Frisbees to the first 500 dads.
Dicksapalooza. Do not Google that.
Anyway, I'm very excited. Welcome to Dicks. Welcome to Dicks. Welcome to Everett Dicks.
They have an Elvis tribute act that's going to be there as well.
I'm telling you.
What mascots are going to be there? It says mascots?
Hopefully Butch T. Cougar. Do you know what the T stands for?
Terrible.
The.
Oh, gosh. That is cool. So you go from Dick's Fest to Rainier Beer Fest. That's going to be happening on Sunday, September 6th. They just made an announcement about their big Rainier Beer Festival. It's happening in Georgetown.
Rad.
Featuring a bunch of great musicians and artists and things along those lines, including Mudhoney.
Yes! Oh, awesome.
We got to go. Yeah. That's going to be a great time. So it's a 21 and up event, so we're allowed to make it there. So that's nice. But yeah. I don't know if they're going to have Dick's Burgers, mascots, or Frisbees, but they will have Mudhoney.
Either way.
I mean, Dick's Fest and Rainier Beer Fest, that's like two of my favorite things. Two of my favorite Pacific Northwest things happening.
Dick's and Rainier.
It's great.
Beer
I love it so much.
And Dick's.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, 73 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.